Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Let's go. Okay. Let's get into some motherfucking things. Y'all wanted to bring that back? Let's bring that back one more time. Let's bring that back for those of y'all that's been missing it. Let's bring that back one more time. Okay? Let's bring that back. Okay. Oh shit. Can y'all see me? I don't know what's going on. Can y'all see me? Let's get into some things. All right. There's some severe delay over there on Facebook. I don't know why the shit is doing that, but that's a delay and I don't understand. However, what's going on, everybody? This is like the fifth time I've tried to do this video. But it's one of those late night kind of videos. So we're just gonna talk and get into some things as we can. So today's video topic of the day is, should these female celebrities be more supportive of gay men? And I am live on Facebook because we do have a larger gay audience there on Facebook. However, I know there's a lot of gay boys that are watching me in the cuts on YouTube. And before we get into it, I know I've been promoting this like all day. Shout out to the boys. But Manscaped, this video is sponsored by Manscaped, where they save balls, okay? You can get 20% off using my discount code Armand20 at manscaped.com, okay? Manscaped.com. Go ahead and get that razor, that shaver, and get those nuts together, okay? All right. So, the call lines are open. I really don't want to do a lot of talking for myself. I would like to know what the guys think about this. So if there's any men that feel some type of way or have an opinion or they may disagree with me, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is on the screen. It's 563-999-3658. Now, for the 45th time, but the first time for some of you, it's just the 45th time because I've started over and started over and I've started over. we were talking about female celebrities. It doesn't have to be a singer. It's singers, rappers, any female that's in the public eye. I feel like there is a shortage of appreciation, and not necessarily like they don't like us. I feel like there is a shortage of public or direct appreciation for gay men fans. Okay. What I mean by that is I feel as though a lot of the women we support, us gay men, we get lost in the kerfuffle or kerfuffle, I don't know the word, but the fluff of the female empowerment agenda, which is fine. I'm totally here for female empowerment. Female have been oppressed for a very, very long time. And I'm not taking anything away from that. I feel like females should uplift and empower each other. However, a large part of a lot of these female, their fan base come from gay men, okay? And I feel as though sometimes the gay men get left out in the appreciation speech, okay? Or they get generalized as fans or the Barbs or the Barty Gang or the Beehive or the Lambs or the Monsters or whatever the group of your favorite is. We get grouped in that name versus saying, I love my gay boys. I love my LG. And then when they try to do the politically correct thing, they do the LGBTQ. Listen, I told you guys about that LGBTQ stuff. Now, listen, that does not relate or pertain to me in a sense to, you know, I feel like you're supporting me because LGBTQ is protection for white gay men. Okay. White people are protected by LGBTQ. Okay. That's the mainstream terminology for gay people. That's how they reference us. So that LGBT umbrella is so wide and so broad that yes, it's great, but you can't just say, hey, I'm supporting my LGBT community because maybe I'm taking this way too personal. Now I'm making it about black gay boys. But I just feel like when it comes to these rappers and these singers and these black entertainers is the one that I'm talking about. I feel like we're always the one on set. We're doing the makeup. We're doing the hair. We're the personal assistant. We're arguing on Facebook. We have Facebook groups. Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj versus Lil' Kim versus Cash Doll versus Trina. Like, we go hard to the point where we will block and unfollow and delete all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's a little frustrating when you hear, you know, some of the female, I mean, your female celebrities, they only big up directly females. It's only like, oh, well, shout out to my ladies. And this is for my ladies. And this is only for the ladies. It's like, okay, I get it. You're straight. And, you know, you're trying to do women empowerment. However, you have a whole demographic of men that are not straight and identify with you in some way or another. So I feel like they should be directly acknowledged as well. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's what I feel. Okay. Anybody talking about Nicki Minaj directly is getting blocked because this is not about Nicki Minaj. Okay. We did the Nicki video already. You missed it. If you didn't catch on to that, you will be blocked on this live if you do too much. Because I have zero tolerance for that. It's late. I'm tired. And we're not talking about that shit. Okay. The call in line is open. So if you would like to call in and give your opinion, boys, I would prefer to hear some guys talk about this because I don't want to be the only one talking. I see some of you guys watching on Facebook. I see some of you guys here in the chat. Please call in and give your opinion because I don't want to be rambling on by myself. Okay. I will read some comments in the chat. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. Shout out to everybody on here. This is a light live. I don't know what's going on with the notification. I don't know why people are not coming. Maybe they're just not interested in this topic. I don't know. But Yeah, that was just my thought. People wanted me to come back on here, so I wanted to come back on with an interesting topic. This topic came about on a Nicki Minaj Live that we were talking about, and there was a woman that said, well, you guys need, gay men need females because who else would, you know, you gay men emulate? And I felt triggered by that because, yes, while gay men do emulate women because we love women, we love the women body, we love the women aesthetic, we love everything about females. I love women. I love the way that women are built up. I like their character. I love women. However, some of your most successful women in 2020 embody of which a gay man, from cliche, mannerisms, a lot of things, and a lot of women go and get their bodies done to look like transgenders. Okay? There's a lot of women out here that look like transgendered women, but they're cisgendered women. So, you know, we all borrow from each other. Women and gay men and trans, like, you know, y'all might do something that I might like and I might do something that you might like. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not do that. So I'm saying that to say, call in if you have something to say, because I don't want to be up here ranting for my goddamn self. Okay, somebody, call in, women, call in. If you feel some type of way, this is the time. I have time. Yes, women do look, there are some women that are built like transgenders, period. Yes, they are. The Claremont twins are built like transgenders. Google them if you don't know what they look like. They built like transgenders, period, Pooh. I said what I said, and I stand by what I said. Everybody is not trying to be a woman. There are some women out here that do, that try to, Tamar Braxton is the epitome of a woman that tries to act like a gay man. So what we're not going to do is try to make it seem like all gay men just take everything from women. Like that's what we're not going to do. Okay, that's what we're not going to do. 404-7285. Turn me down in the back.
Okay, Armand. Hi, I got you turned down in the background. I actually disagree with you that women, like, get surgery to look like transgender women. That doesn't make like a whole lot of sense to me, but I won't harp on that too much. To your
well, it doesn't have to make sense to you. It doesn't have to make sense to you because you're a woman. And you wouldn't want to believe that. I'm not saying that they try to look like transgenders, but they get the over exaggerated features like transgender women do.
Well, how can a woman who's born a female get over exaggerated features like a transgender woman when a transgender woman is not born with any female features?
Would you like me to pull up a picture for you? Is that better? Is that going to make it clear for you? Because I mean, do you have any plastic surgery? Do you have any plastic surgery?
I've had my breast done, yes.
Okay, so let me pull up a picture of what I mean by over exaggerated features, but you continue talking.
Okay, so yeah, I also don't think that celebrities owe gay bloggers or gay YouTubers any special shout outs.
Hold on, let's stop.
No, you stop.
Let me stop you. No, let me stop you, bitch. You're not going to tell me when the fuck to do. I'm telling you because you're trying to be petty, bitch. So what I'm saying to you, it has nothing to do with bloggers or YouTubers, bitch. You're trying me. I'm saying gay people in motherfucking general. So what we're not going to do is try to make it seem like motherfuckers don't need to put respect on gay people's name. I don't give a fuck who you think you are or who the fuck you thought you was born as. You're no motherfucking better than me because you got a pussy and you was born with it. Okay? Let's get into that motherfucking first.
You cunt, you pussy. Bye.
Yes. Bye. Yes. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to do that. You're not. That's what we're not going to do. That's what we're not going to do. Somebody said, I'm coming for her. No, I will block you too. Because what she tried to do was be funny and said she owe, they don't owe YouTubers and gay bloggers. See, those are the type of bitches I don't fuck with. Those are the type of bitches that are sitting in your face and want you to do your hair and makeup, and then when they get mad, they want to call you a faggot. Those are the type of angry, mad bitches that's not really cute in real life. I don't fuck with hoes like that. These conversations will let you know what kind of bitches to fuck with and what kind of bitches not to fuck with. That's the ugly bitch who probably lost her man to a gay boy. I don't fuck with bitches like that. So what I meant by over-exaggerated body and features, I don't want to get blocked on YouTube. But to me, these girls kind of, to me, it's just like overdone with the work. But a lot of transgenders look like this because they get the surgery. This is, to me, this is built up like that. This is the Claremont. This is what I meant by over-exaggerating. You can look at it, like you could tell that that booty's not real. You know that she's not real. The lips, the nose, none of it's real. You can tell that it's plastic surgery. I'm not talking about a slight breast reduction or a butt lip. I'm talking about nose, lip, booty. That's what I'm talking about. So it's a lot of you mad bitches already out there that don't like gay people, so y'all get offended already, and I'm not putting up with that bullshit because I know what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking about women just go out to look like transgender. I'm saying when they're over-exaggerated, like cartoony. That's what I'm talking about. They're not trying to be trans, though, but they look. But a lot of trans look like this because they get the work done. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of women that get the bodies, but they end up looking like, listen, come on now, stop that. Stop that.
Today, you're not, ooh, I was going to
turn me down in the back. Turn me in the back. Turn me down in the back. 402-3566. Hello? Who is this? Come on.
You're on
402-3566.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to tell you that I just think that you're disrespectful because you're always disrespecting women. You're disrespecting people that's calling in on your show, and it's annoying as fuck to watch. You have a big-ass ego, like you just big shit.
So why are you watching? Bye. Stupid asshole. See, this is why I don't deal with the gays. This gay is stupid and he's looking for fans. It's dumb. Instead of having a conversation, I shouldn't even let you talk. You on Boost Mobile. I got time tonight, bitch. Y'all stupid. And see, the gay men, they're so trained on feeling superior to heterosexual normatives and to being fear of straight people or feel like they have to align themselves with that. That's what they do. Bitch, I'm not a bitch that's playing second fiddle to nobody, to a man, to another gay man, to a woman, no fucking body. I'm going to have my own voice. And see, a lot of these gay men, they're comfortable being fucking sidekicks because they don't know how to stand up for them fucking selves. That's just what it is. No, I'm not letting people talk. I'm not letting people talk when they start talking stupid. And I will block you. Okay, block Marla. She's stupid. I don't like women. No, I don't like dumb bitches like you. Let's block you. Block her. She's talking about you don't like women. Bitch. No, y'all are so stupid. This has nothing to do about me liking women or not. This has nothing. We're not even talking about. We're talking about celebrity women giving equal acknowledgement to a fan base that supports them just as much, if not more, than any other type of people. That's just what it is. Now y'all see why I don't do these, but this is a perfect example on why I don't do the activism thing, because the women already feel some type of way, and the gays are stupid, so they'll have me out here windmilling by my goddamn self, but when we're talking about it at our own private time, they feel the same way. Bitch, how you think you can call in, and you think you're going to call into my shit, girl? Stop calling into my shit, you dumb asshole, so you get some balls. 619-4205.
Hi, Armand.
Hey.
I'm not sure how this question escalated so quickly.
Because people are stupid.
I don't understand how that went left like that.
Well, it went left like that because the girl tried to play me and try to make it seem like this was about Nicki Minaj and me being a blogger and a YouTuber, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I understood it. But I do want to comment on the topic if I can.
Yes, you know I love you.
So, yeah, I love you too, boo. So the first thing I want to say is when you first started off the first two times before we came back, one of the guys in the comment section said something about how male rappers need to acknowledge gay men also. And then you were saying how, you know, most gay men like female rappers and different things like this. And then you have those conversations about how you really don't care for Billy Porter. And I just want to comment on that because I think, like, as you talk about Billy Porter, your issue with Billy Porter is because he is representation for a certain subset of gays, not all, but some. And then, you know, your love of rap music and other gay boys' love of rap music is a subset of music for another set of gay boys. So, in my opinion, I feel like as a female rapper, they should give more appreciation, but what if they didn't call it out by name because they don't want to assume that every gay black man is into female rap?
Well, I don't want to make it about female rappers. I think it's female celebrities. I mean, it's very rare that you see, I mean, think about it. Think not even music. Think about how many gay men alone do commentary on The Housewives.
That's
how many
true,
gay
lot.
Men talk about how many, like, women celebrities, gay men love women. I mean, they just do. So what I'm saying is the idea of I'm never taking anything away from the woman. But when it comes down to, okay, yes, you have your female empowerment. You got you make your products for women. You are women, for women, by women. Fine. That's not even the conversation. However, the conversation should be like, why is, like, Lady Gaga? She's a perfect example that makes it very clear that she loves her gay people. She makes it very clear because she has a very strong gay audience. That's not to say that she doesn't have a female audience either, but she makes it very clear that she loves her gays. Even NeNe Leakes, as messy as she is, NeNe Leakes, what'd she say? I love my girls and I love my gays. Because NeNe Leakes knows that the gays love a NeNe Leakes read. It just is what it, like, she is a gay boy. Her alter ego is a gay boy. So there's a lot of women that, you know, their alter egos become gay men, or they just have a lot of gay men fans. And I don't feel like when it comes to acknowledging their fans in its entirety, gay men, I think they get the short end of the stick. That's all.
I can definitely see that, and I can definitely understand that. You know, and I don't know if you mean, you know, black women celebrities in particular or celebrities across the board.
I'm just saying celebrities across the board. It's not even like a black or a white thing. It's just the thing. It's just you just don't hear really from anybody, really, you know?
But can we be honest about where we may not hear from anybody? Because on the surface and for a punchline, you know, it's acceptable, but still within culture, being gay is not it's not acceptable.
Right.
And that's just the truth of the matter. If you, let's use this as an example. You know, Billy Porter is supposed to be on Sesame Street. People are in an uproar about that. The whole transgender kids, people in an uproar about it. If celebrities start shouting out gay people too much, you know what they're going to start saying? They pushing
Here's
it
a gay
on the
agenda.
Kids, their role model too. They're pushing it on the youth.
Right. Okay. So listen to this. And this is my problem. Where it's like, okay, so now you're pushing it on the youth, and then you will backdoor and have some gay man co-sign that. So then it's like it's just furthermore pushing the stigma. So the frustration that I have when it comes to all of this is that it's okay for women to be, women have their issues. And then it's the subset of women. Then you have the black women. Then you have the black man that gets bogged down. Everybody, it's okay when we talk about those issues, but then it's like, then you have the gays, but then it's like, we don't really want to talk about the gays because we don't want to push that. And then you get down into the trans and it's like, that's totally wrong. And it's like, we are a subdivision that gets left out in certain conversations and not enough people in power have our backs. And then when we have voices that are speaking up, you have stupid motherfuckers like that called into the show trying to tear me down, and I'm out here windmilling for idiots like that.
Yeah.
Stupid black motherfucking gay.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Dumbasses. And I'm out windmilling for idiots like that.
And I get it, but you know, being gay is also a major issue within our community alone. It's still a major issue. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. You know, and another thing I wanted to add to something you said, as far as, you know, black women emulating trans women bodies when they over exaggerated, and a lot of the slang that black women use that are gay terms, you know, I always felt like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I always felt like black culture and gay culture are closely related. I feel like everybody pull a little bit from everybody. You know, it is culturally related. Just like black women are trendsetters, gay people are definitely trendsetters. So I feel like it's the best of both worlds of two trendsetters, and sometimes it gets thrown all good.
Hold on, see,
this
is that bullshit. This is that bullshit. Here we go again. See, I feel like I'm going to get into it with these people again. This is that bullshit. Somebody going to say, you owe your mainly African-American woman audience an apology. Let me tell you something, especially because it's Black History Month. Let me tell you something, ma'am. Before I'm Armand Wiggins on the Armand Wiggins Show, before I'm a fucking radio personality, before I'm a Nicki Minaj fan, I am a motherfucking black gay man, okay, that has lived a black gay lifestyle. I don't expect you to understand it. I don't expect you to speak up for it, but I'm definitely going to address it. Just as though you feel as though men should be speaking up for women and the black women. Listen, we don't, a lot of black people, since we're making this about a black thing, a lot of black men and a lot of black women, they don't feel like they need to speak up for the gays. And a lot of the gays are too afraid to fucking speak up. So guess what? I'm definitely going to speak up for who the fuck I am. Now, if you don't like it, you can get the fuck. Because this is not going to be a platform where I'm only going to be bigging up women, 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 women. And I'm going to act like I'm not a black gay man that has went through trauma, went through issues, like we don't suffer certain things. I'm not discrediting your struggle, but what I'm not going to do is sit up here and act like my struggle and the struggle that a lot of my friends and my lover, we go through, does not exist. You don't know what the fuck it's like to where you can't have your significant other come to the family reunion because you're both men. You don't know what it's like to not be able to go do a sleepover because you and your man are both men. You don't know what it's like when your family, it's awkward for them to come over to the first party and y'all don't give a fuck about it. You don't give a fuck about it because it doesn't relate to that black women's struggle. So I'm over that bullshit, and I don't give a fuck about anybody who feels some type of way about it. I'm done with that. I don't give a fuck. If anybody feels some type of way about it, you can get the fuck on. I'm done with that bullshit. Y'all don't know what the fuck it's like being a gay man, being a black gay man, when you have to choose sometimes, am I going to be gay today or am I going to be fucking black? You don't know what that's like. So don't tell me what the fuck I have to apologize during Black History Month. Okay, I needed to let that out because I felt like they was trying to push an OG moment on me,
I was done. You're right. They always act like it's the Oppression Olympics, and it's not. It's not the Oppression Olympics. You are absolutely correct, though.
So, I'm tired of that because... Yeah, but I like you because you bring an open perspective, but I feel like a lot of people, not just women, men, women, they feel like black gay, like gay people can't have an opinion, or we don't have, they think that we just party and have sex all day. That's not our life. And when we start talking LGBT, you guys need to understand, just like when we talk about feminist rights and these different feminist groups, that don't really apply to black women. That applies to white women. When we talk about the LGBT, and you know how people be like, oh, I can't say anything about the LGBT or I'll get canceled. That don't pertain to black trans people. That don't pertain to black African-American gay people. That pertains to rich white gay men or gay white men and gay Asian men. That don't pertain to gay men like us minorities of color. They don't give a fuck about us. These white gays don't give a fuck about us either. Let's not get it twisted. We don't, in every major city you go to, I'm telling you, the nicest bars to go to are probably the white ones.
It is.
Like, don't get it twisted.
Yep. But that was it. That's all I wanted to say. But I also wanted to just add this. You know, I love watching you, and I remember when I began watching you, you would always talk about the division between gay black men and women, and I never really understood it because of the type of woman I am. And I'm always so saddened whenever you get on here, and it proves exactly what you mean.
What I said.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like to do these topics. This is why I don't like to do these topics. And I know you love when I do these topics, but it always ends up getting me into this place.
Yeah, open conversations are good, and it's good to hear somebody else's plight, and you're just not assuming what gay black men going through. You can hear from one. You know, you sit here, you listen to black women and what they think and their grievances all day long. You should be given the same respect.
Period.
And it baffles me.
And in the minute that I wish you could re-say that again. And listen, even and let's add one more thing to it. Like you said, I sit and listen to black women grievances all day long, and I do it because you're my sisters and my major supporters, and I love you. My mom, I have five brothers, I have five sisters. But on top of that, it's, you know, I care. But the minute that I go to my female audience and my gay audience and talk about maybe something that I feel a way about, a bitch is going to get on this motherfucker and say, a motherfucker don't owe gay men shit, or I need to apologize to an all-black audience. Bitch, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Well, thank you, sweetie. You know that I love you.
Thank you.
And I'm always watching. All right.
Yes. Yeah, that pissed me off. The minute that I come up here and try to vent about something, it's not even a major show. I got motherfuckers coming over here talking about some, you don't have it, like, you shouldn't work, and people don't have to support you. Well, bitch, they don't have to support you either, ho. Period. Now what? Now what? Now you're mad, right? Now it's canceled, right? Fuck out of here. That bullshit. Y'all know how to get me going, see? I don't know what number this is, but hi. This is some type of...
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, I'm at work. I always call you from my work phone.
Okay.
To take away from nothing as far as how you feeling right now. You are right for feeling the way you feel because it's your point of view of it, which I respect. But at the same time, and I do think, like, a lot of artists, even content creators, period, should get the recognition they deserve. Not even, you know, a shout out because they support somebody just for the credit and everything they do for our styling. Like, I remember the Megan Thee Stallion, she got into it with her makeup artist because she was saying she fixed her makeup. She gave herself credit for it. Some people, especially now day and age, credit is more important than actual money.
Yes.
So I do think, in a way, the gay community, like the last caller said, we all influence off each other. And white people pull from us mostly, okay?
Yes.
But I did want to say how a lot of gay people just want to be included. You know, not everybody feel how you feel where they want to be, like, called out. Some people, if they say, oh, the girls, oh, I'm included in that girl. Or if they say, my fan, you know, or a Barb, like, it's a lot of women that called the last live and said that they are a Barb. They, not just the gays, but also women include themselves as a Barb. I get
what you're saying,
how you want that individually.
But I don't want this to come across like a gay versus a woman. The only reason why I brought it up is because I feel like, you know, the women, it's not taking away that the fact a woman should be celebrated by a woman. They most definitely should. However,
right.
You know, in the context of though, I just feel like, okay, so I feel like before a gay person gets, so let's say in that instance, so like, okay, a woman is shouted out, like female, shout out to my females, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
before the sun makes its circle around the earth one more time, I feel like a female shout out will happen again before another gay shout. Like, it's like a gay shout out only happens every blue moon. And it's like, you know, it would be nice to know that some of these people that we're so passionate about, and that we go so, some of these people, I mean, you see how they treat me when I don't, when I disagree. All these are not little mm-hmm. girls. These are, when people, when these celebrities be running into these boys, see, they be crying. They be, like, you guys may not see it because, again, you are a heterosexual woman. So you're not,
right.
you don't have a predominantly, you know, gay fan. Like, on my friends list, they're probably all gay men. And I see how they sit here and argue and cry and be happy and spend their hard-earned money on going to go
right.
see
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying because you're looking at it from the male gay point of view and also the black male gay point of view. So you have two strikes against you from the get-go, and I understand that point.
And I just don't like how people feel like it almost feels like we're not allowed to feel any kind of way. But the black women can feel all away all they want. And the moment, and minute you tell her to get over it, you're canceled. But nobody else is allowed to feel some type of way or wanted to want a little bit more or just express a moment of frustration. Nobody,
right.
like, we can't, I'm not, a, like, gay men are not allowed to do that.
I mean, we can both admit this energy from you is a little bit different, you know, than we used to. So maybe it's coming off, even though your words are coming from the heart and this is what you're standing on, but it can come off a little aggressive and some people can take it the wrong way.
Well, it came across that way because I think the way that it was presented, a girl, she said when how it first started was, well, who are y'all going to emulate? And I didn't like that. Because don't put that narrative like all gay men want to be women, because that's not the truth. I don't seek to emulate a woman. So don't try to play it like we don't have any identities of ourselves when gay men, we literally move the culture forward.
Facts. That's facts.
So that's
Stop
what I mean.
From hairstylings
like,
to
So don't try to play us like we just a bunch of motherfucking wannabe women. Because every gay person don't want to be no woman. And that's when we get into the Billy Porter of it all. And see, that fucking mind frame is the shit that pisses me off, because it keeps having women think, oh, they all want to just be women. Oh, those fags just want to be women. And, you know, that's the undertone of it. And that's why I get so passionate about it. Because don't try to sit
here.
It's
a thin line, though. It's a thin line between wanting to be included and then wanting to be noticed and shouted out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, where do the line go from, okay, y'all included, hey fans, and then y'all not included into the hey fans?
Well, I get it, but I just want you to know where my energy came from, because you can, like, being a gay man, you can tell where the undertone is with certain women. There's that, mm-hmm. hey, girl, I love you, but then undertone, you're a sissy to them. You're a fag.
Mm-hmm.
You're low. You know what I'm saying? So I felt that when she said, well, who else would y'all emulate? Like, mm-hmm. don't play me, because when you got Kanye West and Chris Brown and Offset and all these straight men dressing mm-hmm. like gay men.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
The rappers,
yeah.
look, we literally look,
yeah.
they're dyeing their hair like gay men. They're emulating, when you got every blogger and every from white to Chinese to black to everybody talking about spilling some tea, we didn't get that from no woman. That's from the ballroom mm. scene. From what I didn't learn that from no woman. I didn't learn throwing shade and what's the tea and spill some tea. I didn't learn that from no female at all. I learned that growing up
but
in the
you
community.
Are, this is a whole battle, because, like, imagine what black people had to go through with people still in our culture and our style and our lips and our hair. Now you're going through a whole different battle of them emulating the black
well,
gay male. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like this what I'm a, saying, because
a,
what, Well, that's a sub. Well, because you said think about the battle of black people. And see, I think even you, and I know you didn't mean any harm by it, and you maybe, but that's the thing. You right there just proved the point. Like you just said, imagine what black people, I'm black. But see, a lot of times black people look at us, and when straight black people, when they're talking, they go, well, black people got to do this. And I have to remind them, well, I'm black too. So the same shit that you felt like as a black person, I feel that way as a black person. But guess what? You
right.
don't have to feel the other side of it as a gay person. You know, so mm-hmm. a lot of people, they miss the part that we're black and we're gay. So it's a double. You know, so black
right.
people will come at you, well, you know, it's only black. Like, well, black people got to go through that. And I have to tell people, who are you talking to? I'm black too. You know, I still drive in my nice car. And I can't drive with a fitted cap on. Because guess why? When the police see me in my nice car with a fitted cap on with this beard and this mustache, they don't see a gay person. They see a nigga in a car with a fitted cap on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. And the passion that you have for this topic, I respect it.
Yes.
And...
sorry, you know, I didn't really want to get too turned up, but then when the girl told me, because I just
no,
felt
no,
like,
I like it.
That was an old dream
like
moment
it.
Trying to happen again, when she said, I need to apologize to every black woman, especially during Black History Month. What am I apologizing for when the lady tried, no, like, what is that, like, I don't
because
like
I think
that.
I think
you
was
like,
talking about
like
the phrase
that.
Where you was like, okay, women try to take the features away from transgender. I think that was her point, where it was like, okay, wait a minute. How, when women are born with these parts, these are our original parts, and dudes and gay dudes like try to buy these parts, and, you know. But I get what you're saying. You saying more plastic looking, more over exaggerated.
Yes,
more. I get what you're saying.
Yes,
I get what you're saying because
yes.
that's drag in a way.
Yes.
And that was from the gay community. But not a lot of people understood what you said when you said that part.
It's going for that idea of, first of all, there's women parts are not perfect. Women have cellulite. Women have a little fupa. Women, natural women, they have imperfections. So when these people go get these surgeries, and typically, and see, a lot of the trans community might feel some type of way about this, but what I'm saying is, when you go get these surgeries, like, there's some trans people that, to me, you can tell that they're trans because everything looks too perfect, and nobody is perfect. So that's what I'm saying. So when you go and try to get these, this plastic look, it's kind of like the imperfect but perfect trying to be look, and it just something's not
it's
all
the
way
the image
real.
Of the drag that you saying
it's
that
just,
the women
it's
are
like,
trying
it's just
to
over exaggerate. It's not natural right. like a woman would be. That's what I'm saying. But
right.
that's what usually gets highlighted in certain areas. So there are some women that and try to go and get that look. It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but there are some women that go for that look. But thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Ooh, child. Y'all done got me worked up tonight. Yeah, I don't like and you know what pisses me off? What pisses me, and I think I have zero tolerance about this, because it's like on this channel, like Pisces Princess said, I can sit here and talk about black women issues all day. And the minute that I try to talk about some gay issues, it's like a bitch feel some type of way. How dare you? How fucking dare you act like that? I cannot vent on my platform about some shit that I go through in my being in my fucking community. How fucking dare you? What the fuck? That's BS.
201-3602. Hello. Oh, shit. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Armand?
Hey, I'm
it's
a little heated.
Brandon.
That pissed me off.
I see.
Oh, what's going on?
I see. What's up? It's your boy, Brandon Armani. I was just calling just to touch base on what you were saying about, you know, tonight. You know, about how the women, you know, you hit a lot of valid points, you know, you feel me? I just was, it's a lot. And I feel like this conversation needs to be had, and I'm happy that you're having it on your platform. It's like, we go through as a me being a bisexual black man, it's like we get put in this bubble when we have like the Billy Porters and we have like all these flamboyant people with the, like you just were saying, with the hair dye, and the you have all these celebrities coming out, you know, basically, you know, being glorified due to the lifestyle and like, you know, the things that have been developed in the lifestyle. And I feel as though the conversation gets a little tricky when you bring women into play, because, you know, I feel like women don't, they won't get it, because they, like you said, they haven't dealt with the things of not having, oh, we can't go sleep over at our girlfriend's house because, you know, we're both girls. Like, you know, men, we couldn't do those things growing up, and I'm certain, you know, due to the fact that we were, you know, homosexual.
It's awkward bringing somebody to the family reunion, or you can't just be like, oh, my boyfriend's coming over to kick it, you know, for a couple of hours to play the PlayStation. You don't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, they don't know what that's like. You know, bringing your man over for Christmas the first time is an awkward situation. Sometimes your family, you know what I mean? It's a whole situation, and people don't feel, and like, I don't know, what pisses me off on, they feel like I'm not allowed to have an opinion and talk about that shit on my channel. Don't tell me who the fuck I need to apologize to. The fuck are you talking about? I sit here all day and suppress the issues that black gay people go through. But at the same time, I do so because women, that's just like me, and I make sure I acknowledge the women all day long. This is why I still do cater, but the reason why I sit here and cater to the women on my channel, even in that, and that's why I think I'm so mad. But I do cater more to the women because they support more. They support more because the black the gays, period, they be on the bullshit. They don't really support. You'll be out here windmilling and turn around and you by yourself.
Always.
All because they want to take a selfie.
I don't know why.
Or all because they want to be their personal assistant. All because they want to say they was in the same room as such and such. So they don't mind being a fucking handbag and a purse.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Hey, yo. No, because, like, it's facts. And it's like, I feel as though we have all these, like, movements, like this feminist movement and all these movements to help support women, which I'm all the way 100% here for. But where are the programs to help support these young black gay men or these young black men, period, or young men, period, who don't know themselves? Because not everyone's gay. Like, there's people who go through things, like, especially young men developing in their years, and they, like, we give men no support in general as far as emotional and having that conversation and being able to speak on these things. I feel like
it's
women
a fool.
Have
it's a
so
fool.
Many
it's
outlets.
A fool on here right now. It's a fool right on here right now to say, so why you don't support us? Why do you attack us if we support you more? Bitch, did you not hear what I said? I'm not attacking you when I'm trying to talk about shit that I go through. It's not a fucking about black women today, bitch. That's what I'm saying. It's not about y'all today. So if you want it to be about y'all motherfucking asses today it's not. Today it's about gay boys. If you don't fucking like it, get the fuck. It's not about black women today.
Your ass.
It's not the fuck
Care
about black
ass.
Women today and they fucking issues. It's not. We do that every other fucking day.
Like, damn, we could never have no time just to correct
we can't.
Shit,
we can't
we
ever
out,
talk.
We
can't never talk
with,
about our shit.
Right. For real.
We always got to talk about the black women shit, right? Fuck that. Get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. I'm not no black woman, bitch. So I'm going to have it times where I want to talk about some black gay shit. And if you can't understand that, get the fuck off my channel.
We could always put ourselves into everyone else's shoes, though. But everyone, nobody can ever take time to want to understand and figure out what it's like to be in ours. That's
no,
the
they
problem.
Don't. No, they don't ever want to understand. Nobody gives a fuck up. No, that's the problem. You said it so perfectly. Nobody wants to understand what it's like. Nobody wants to try. They don't give a fuck. Just keep talking about them.
That part. And
I'm tired of that shit, yo.
That
I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. We do that day in and day out.
We all holler, let's support each other. We all holler, let's support each other. Everyone hollers that. let's support each other. But then when it's time to support, if there's nothing that's beneficial for a certain community, it's like, fuck the other community because it has nothing to do with me. And that's the problem that we continue to have as a community, as people. It's not even about a black thing. So all you motherfuckers in the comments that's trying to make it a racial thing and all of this. And
trying to make it a women's, let me tell you something.
Right.
If it was a conversation about, you know, should black men be championing our black queens, everybody be in an uproar. Or should these celebrity men be giving black women more acknowledgement, they'd be all for it. But because I said some of these black women need to show more love to gay men, it's a motherfucking problem. Bitch, fuck you. Thank you, caller.
Drop the comb off. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, y'all gonna have some shit to talk about tomorrow because I'm done with that bullshit. If I was talking about some celebrity men to black women, it would be all good. Y'all are making this a black women versus gay men. It's not even about that. All I'm saying is we're talking celebrity. We didn't say black celebrity. We said just women, celebrity women. We support them. We love them. We would like to know that they support us as much as we support them. That's all I'm saying. That's a motherfucking problem. Don't you want to feel like the black men appreciate you like you appreciate them? Because y'all definitely don't like when they go and date the white women. But we can talk about that all day long, and that's okay. I didn't say that these celebrities champion black women over black gay men. I didn't even bring race into it. I said women in general. So that could be white, Samoan, Chinese, African, any fucking thing. What y'all not gonna do is bully me into not having a conversation about how the fuck I feel in the lifestyle that I live in. I don't give up. That's what y'all not gonna do. That's what we're not gonna do on here. 832-3153.
Hi, Armand.
Hey. They got me worked up today.
I know.
Because the conversation is going to a place that it wasn't even supposed to go.
Yeah, I get it. So to me, how I see it is, I have a lot of gay friends. Most of my friends are black gay men. And I've been in situations to where I have friends who are close with them just like me, but they won't invite them to certain parties or certain situations because, oh, you know, they're gay. We're not going to invite them. But, you know, on the regular, we hanging out, everything's cool. But when it comes to us going out and shit, they won't invite them. And I've seen that, and I've seen, you know, my friends will feel a way like, you know, why wouldn't they invite me? Like, you know, they invited y'all. Why didn't they invite me? You know, and I feel like it's, to me, it's fucked up because it's like, if you're my friend, you're my friend all the time. So, you know what I'm saying? If we cool, then you cool. If I can invite my friends somewhere, you coming too. You know, I have most of my gay friends are, you know, kind of like you. They are dudes. They don't really dress like women. But, you know, we have our girl moments, but they know when and where to do certain things, you know. And I just feel like, you know, you shouldn't have a friend that fucks with you sometime when it's convenient, when they can get a kiki or when we can laugh and, you know. But when it comes down to serious shit, oh, they're not invited. So I think that is a problem in, you know, the community as far as, like, how we treat our gay friends and, you know, how you'll act in front of other people with your gay friends. So
well, like even in the conversation that we were having with the young lady, she was so sweet. She called in, and she was trying to be respectful. But, and I was telling her, expressing my frustration, I don't know how long you've been on here. And she was like, well, now you're going through what we go through. You see us as black people, we go through. And I have to tell her, girl, what are you saying? You as black people, I'm black.
Right.
So, and I think, but see, that's a conversation that, these are the parts that I'm trying to have. You know, when you're a gay man and you go to San Francisco or you go to a white bar, you have to decide, am I going to be black today or am I going to be gay? When you go to the family cookout, you have to decide, am I going to be black today or am I going to be gay? Gay is not a color or a race. It's an orientation. It's a preference. It's what you like. Why is it that it's being compared to black? My blackness does not define my gayness, neither does my gayness define my blackness. Like, what are we talking about? Why are people telling me, see, you're going through what we go through as black people, when I go through the same thing you go through as black people, and then I
go
through something else as...
But you go through times 10 because you have to go through being a black man, and you have to go through being gay. So it's like, just like, you know, we all have to go through that, but I feel your pain, and I see where you're coming from, so I don't feel like that's even valid when it comes down to black and black. Like, I've just seen too many instances. I had a friend come in town, one of my gay friends come in town, and she came over with her son or daughter or whatever, and they were playing with my little sister. And she told my mom that she didn't want to be her friend no more, and she wasn't coming over because she doesn't like that she has gay men around the kids.
Right.
And I was just like, you know, she doesn't need to be your friend then, because around here, that's not how we operate. You know, this
well,
is my
well,
friend.
Well,
he's not about to, you know,
well,
if
then,
you don't want to be
then,
around,
well,
then she don't have to be around.
Right, but then on another note, here we, even though I don't like Billy Porter, and because I don't like what he's wearing and what he's giving, I think maybe that has a reason for it. However, even with him being on Sesame Street, yes, a little bit of it, I mean, I think a lot of it is because the way he carries himself. But a piece of that, too, is because he's also gay. So people are saying, well, we don't want Billy Porter around kids.
Right.
They're pushing a gay agenda on kids. So now when you put gay people in the forefront, or you put gay people in spaces instead of being the assistants and being the hairdressers or being the pushers and the movers of the culture behind the scenes, when you put them in front of the camera, all of a sudden now there's an agenda being pushed. So we
right.
can't fucking win for losing.
You like me behind the scenes, but on the scenes, like, I don't know.
Now, being
you
in
know,
front of the
exactly.
camera, now there's an agenda being pushed?
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about that on my platform as a gay man. I got to talk about black women issues all fucking day. Okay.
Yeah, so that's my take. I just wanted you to know that I've seen,
thank you.
You know, firsthand things like this happen because I do have a lot of gay friends, and I have to defend them a lot of time against other people because they don't get it. You know, I can't say being gay is right, but it's a lot of things I don't do right either. So it's not me to say, oh, well, you're wrong for doing what you like is what you like. They don't got nothing to do with me, but I like who they are as people, how the life that they bring me. You know, like my gay friends are the funnest people to be around. That's who I get my lingo from. That's who I get, you know, like that's where I get a lot of my lingo from. That's where, I get a lot of stuff from is my gay friends. So, you know, I do feel like they should give you guys more
problems. Think about Tamar Braxton. Think about Quad from fucking Married to Medicine. She is a gay man. Miss Quad, Tamar
yes.
Braxton, all
yes.
of that. But hell, those are literally gay caricatures.
That's fact.
All that honey, girl, child, sweetie, shade, da da da. All the things that women or people hate about, all the extraness that y'all hate about a gay man. All the extraness that y'all hate about a gay man, but y'all would love it in a woman.
Right.
But the whole thing is, it's a gay man behind her giving her the game, and guess what they do? They put the women in position, which is fine. That's fine. That's the way we are. That's the way that the world is.
Yeah,
that's fine. All I'm asking
is
for is at least
is.
Give us some credit in it, in public acknowledgement.
Right. That's sex. I agree.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand.
Yes, child. Y'all got me worked up today because I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm here for everybody. But, girl, you know I don't even do gay topics all the time. And I really felt away. Like, my feelings was hurt from a lot of the people here. And because I feel like, girl, I sit up here and I talk to y'all day in, day out. I show the women mad love here. And for me, one day to want to kind of get into a conversation about, you know, some things about black gay men and how they might feel away, it was a problem. I don't understand that. I feel some type of way about that. I do. I really feel like, why is that a problem? It's a problem for you? I need to apologize because I feel some type of way? 901-5195. You live on the air.
Hey, shout out to Manscaped.
Hey, shout out to Manscaped. What's going on?
Enter code Armand 20 for 20% off.
Yes.
I just want to give them a shout out. They also support Here For a Podcast, so I want to make sure I give them a shout out. But I'm a black gay blogger. I want to talk about black gay shit. You've been saying to all these other girls, they're not giving black gayness. I want to talk about how Billy Porter disappointed us at the Oscars. He had on this gold something, but then he also had on this duvet cover as a skirt, and I'm just not here for it.
Okay, well, go ahead and sound off. Get into some things. I'm done talking. Go ahead.
I definitely, as a black gay blogger, RonaldMatters.com, shout out to Memphis. I love you. Shout out to Ian L. Haddock down in Texas. I just wanted to be supportive, and I'm here, and whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying as far as, like, a lot of these female? I mean, we can even go into Beyonce, and don't you feel like it's always towards the women, and the gay boys never really get, like, I love my boys that come and support. Like, you, do you ever feel like you've gotten that shout out from your fave?
No, to state it plain, but I mean, they say never meet your idol because it won't be what you thought it was or should be. So I tuned it out.
Right, but you're also on Facebook, and I'm sure you have a lot of gay following. So you know, if on the Met Gala days, your timeline is going in for who had the baddest dress, and you're arguing Kim Kardashian or Beyonce or Rihanna or Cardi B,
Janelle Monáe, or black and queer.
You know what? But what I'm saying, we're having those conversations about the women, and we have a lot of gay men make up a lot of these powerful women. We make up a majority of their fan base, and so some direct acknowledgement would be nice.
Especially when Brandon Maxwell helped Lady Gaga create 5 looks in 10 minutes at the Met Gala. You know, it would be great for a gay man to get the same acknowledgement that Lady Gaga got for turning the looks, especially when all of those people assisting her on the red carpet were gay men, 2 or 3 of them black and gay, but you know.
So, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take some more, and I'm going to get out of here. I got to eat. Y'all done got me worked up. 201-5553, you live on the air.
Well, good evening, Armand.
Hey, boo. You have a calming voice. Go ahead.
And that's why I was hoping that you would pick up my call. To help to restore some peace back to you. You know, sometimes people have a hard time with reading comprehension skills. This is your show, and your topic clearly states what you wanted to talk about.
Right.
You know?
And I just don't like how they try to make it so anti-black women. That had nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all. And, you know, part of it also is, again, it's your show, and this was your topic, and keeping to that topic, I listen to you all the time, and you cater to a lot of different things. You don't go on and vent, you know, all the time about things that you're going through. So we're tuning in, and we need to listen to what it is you're talking about and speak to that topic. And if people had empathy for others and how they feel, that would remove the, oh, me this, me that. It's not about that, like you said.
Right.
And for those of us that follow and love entertainment and pop culture, we know for many, many years that black gay men have been behind the scenes, as you said, pushing the culture forward, coming in, saying that's used all over the internet, all over television now.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm letting you talk.
Yeah, I mean, and we all want recognition for things, especially when we're helping to move something forward. We want recognition in our jobs when we do that.
I thought it would be a good topic just in the sense how, you know, it's just like, all right, something just triggered me earlier. And not that I was mad, I just noticed something. I was like, you know, and I've seen this a while, and it's been a topic in our community from some of our favorite icons. You know, they will put, this is for my ladies. You know, this is for the ladies, and this is all for the ladies, which is fine. But you never hear some of your favorites, the ones that we spend our hard-earned money for. We argue. We get our blood pressure up. Some of us don't even pay our rent to get to the concert. We never hear them say, this is for my boy. That's really, you don't hear that. So really, it makes me think, why the hell are we arguing? Why am I arguing with you over a bitch that really don't care?
And you shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? But when we're talking, because it's a pop culture show and we talk about celebrities, this is an aspect of celebrity culture.
Definitely.
So this is why I talked about it today. And thank you for your calming, tone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Keep doing what you're doing, though. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
All right. 903-7931.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just want to say a few things because I fully understand everything you're saying. And I feel where you're coming from because the people that you name, which we have to reiterate, we do know the ones that shout out the gay people and the LGBT, and it's not a lot of them, and you're not even cornering them or putting them in a bucket or anything, but it's not very many black women who have a big gay black following who do shout out gays. And a lot of time I'll be wondering, like, okay, a lot of them have husbands, so is it their husbands, like,
right,
that feel a way about gayness, so they don't say anything, because I could feel that, because, you know, if your husband feels the way, you don't want to be disrespectful to him, so it's like, that's what matters the most, you know what I mean, at home, not your fans, they matter, but you know what
right.
I mean, your husband
Which
matters
I understand.
The most, so it's like, is that part of it, or do some of them really just, like you say, the ones that'll call you a fag, on the low, like, are they mostly that, you know what I mean? So that was one thing I was wondering. The other thing I'm wondering is I don't understand a lot of these people that watch you, follow you, et cetera, feel like you hate black women so much but yet are still here watching you every day just to come and say that they feel like you hate black women. And I just don't understand where that comes from. You cannot express your opinion without bringing up black women. I mean, you know, without
I don't understand that.
Women.
I don't understand that. But what I'm not going to do is allow them to take me down that road of last year. So I'm at that point where fuck you, because
and that's exactly
y'all not gonna,
how
y'all
you
not gonna
be,
drain me
should.
With that. Y'all not gonna drain me with that bullshit again.
As you should.
Because
and then the other thing,
this kind of topic, because this had nothing to do with that at all.
Exactly, and that's the next thing I was gonna get to. There's a lot of conversations. You know, I always call it. I gotta say, why did the callers lead this back to black women? What do we have to do with this? And I'm always calling and saying that, but now people want to lead it back to us again. What do we got to do with this?
Right.
That's
what does
all
this have to do.
Leave us alone. Oh my God, leave us alone. Like, if we're not talking about black women, let's leave black women out of it, because it's everything on earth leads back to black women. Our attitudes, the way we act, the things we do, it always leads back to us. So when it's not about us, why can't it just not be about us? Because I be so relaxed when it's not about us. I feel like I ain't got to get on here and cuss nobody out, because I get so irritated with that. I be wanting to reverse it back to where we started. Can we get off of us? Because we didn't even have nothing to do with this.
Right.
So that just be my thing, like, leave black women alone. Hashtag leave black women alone. Hashtag support the gays. Okay, let's do that.
Here's the thing. It's like, I guess I feel like somebody has to be the voice for us, because then you do have RuPaul's and you do have Billy Porter's. But guess what? When RuPaul accepts his award on TV, guess who's behind him? A whole slew of white men. Guess who Billy Porter is married to? White men. Who's his whole team? A whole team of white men. You know what I mean? But then it'd be the same black, ignorant niggas, gay ones, that'll be here dragging me for a bitch that won't even fucking
acknowledge them.
It's just
crazy
to me.
That wouldn't like a picture if they was not. Who wouldn't throw Gatorade on them if they was on fire outside their concert?
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
So, what is Diamond Tarot talking about?
I don't know. But
Excuse me, once again, girl, I don't know what she's talking about, so I'm going to just let her talk to herself.
But I'm just saying this to say, I just feel as though sometimes it just feels as though, you know, every, like, we don't get that direct, like, you know what, shout out to, you know, the gays, you know. Wendy Williams has said it, you know what I mean? She says, you know, she loves her people, you know. You know, NeNe Leakes, you know, there's just the ones, but I'm saying, like, there's gay people everywhere, and, you know, we're a big part of hip-hop culture and pop culture behind the scenes when it comes to fashion and movement and sales. Not saying that nobody else is, but I'm just saying I'm gay and I know where I spend my money. So I'm a consumer and I spend a lot of it on things that I like. I sit up here and talk about Nicki Minaj all fucking day, every day.
And she never does specific gay shout outs. Never, ever. That was one person I was about to point out.
But I don't want to make this about her because they will swear that it could be Cardi. It could be any of them. We're not just talking about her.
We're not, but I was just about to say, like, she's a person that I know for a fact. Like, half of her fan pages are gay dudes. And she don't, like, you're right. She's just one of those people. Like you said, we're not going to make it about her. But there's still a lot of other people, you know. But that's just one person off the top of my head that I know. Y'all, like, gay boys love them some Nicki Minaj. And she just don't give y'all
that. They love
that,
Beyonce. They love Britney Spears. They love, you know, Lady Gaga's very vocal when it comes to loving her, but
and
it's not
say,
any of them.
And then I want to say, like, okay, like I said, with the husband thing, now, saying that Nicki Minaj just got married, but she did always have a boyfriend, so that's why I want to go back to, like, is it the boyfriend thing, is it the husband thing? Like, because, you know, white people, they're a little different. White men are a little different. They're way more open than black men are. So, you know what I mean? That's why I take it back to that. Like, it could be that. But I just wanted to call in and get my little 2 cents.
I haven't checked the P.O. box yet, but you know, girl, I love you. I'm going to go check it. My dad's actually got to go check it.
Definitely check it because you'll enjoy
actually,
it. All of her.
Nice.
You'll enjoy that.
Ooh.
Yes, you would enjoy that. Go get it tomorrow. Go get it. You got to get it for it's full. It's food, you know. It's food. You
got to
get it.
All right. I'm going to get up out of here because I'm going to take these last couple ones. This person's been on here for almost 30 minutes. I'm going to take this one. 727. 10096.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy to be on here. I thought you were gonna hang up, and I was gonna be
no.
Oh my gosh, this is like my very first time actually doing this. And when I saw like your YouTube title, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get into this because I never see anybody ever talk about this, and
they
you kind of opened
and
my they don't, and you opened my eyes because I look back on, like, I'm on my Instagram, I follow all these like spam communities and all that, and they pretty much revolve around gay guys and or gay black guys and like who follow female celebrities, and they be doing the most streams and the most follow backs, and they pretty much get all the shout outs to all these female celebrities, all these female rap artists and all these female movie stars, all that. They, like, we stan or, like, we, like, are, like, obsessed with them. And when you were talking about this, I completely agree with you because I don't see any female or, say, a straight guy even do this type of stuff.
No, they don't. Well, and,
they
and
don't.
Here's the thing. When we were talking about the straight guy, here's the thing with straight men. I don't feel like I hold straight men to that same requirement or standard. I think the straight men, they just have to respect us to a certain degree. But because I feel like the majority of, I feel like a majority of gay men, we actually stan more female celebrities than we do.
We do.
Gay men, I mean, straight men. Like, we don't argue Jay-Z and Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole and 50 Cent.
We
and
don't
Jack.
Really.
No, we argue Lady Gaga, Kim K, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Trina, Beyonce.
Yes.
That's what our conversation is. Cash Doll.
Yes.
That's
we
our
only
conversation.
Revolve ourselves. We only revolve ourselves with only females. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I tried getting into, like, with male artists, and I was just saying to myself, nah, this ain't it. I can't go with this. And with, they don't, and this ain't it. And with their, like, for an example, with Shakira and, like, J-Lo's performance,
yes.
All of us gay people, we love that.
They was loving
they
it. They loved the Shakira and the J-Lo.
They
That's I love it.
And with Maroon 5 and all that shit, I was just like, nah, that was not that good. Like, I was not interested with the Super Bowl performance. Like, they're good. Like, these male, like, Justin Timberlake, they're okay, but they ain't the best with performances, I don't think.
Yeah, most of us, Gabe, when we go watching the Super Bowl, I know a lot of us, we're coming to see the bad bitch on the Super Bowl. We want to see the Met Gala. We want to see the dresses at the – we want to see who's best dressed at the Grammys.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. For example, with the Super Bowl halftime, I only care about the Super Bowl halftime because I want to see how they perform, and I only care about the fashion at the Met Gala or the Grammys or any of that shit. We don't care about the sports. We only care about the women in it who are revolved around it.
Right, right. We care about the hair, the makeup, all of that.
And that's why most things do the work with revolving or getting the attention for these.
And here's the thing, and this is because we stand so much, and this is why I was getting mad, because we support so much, we end up becoming their makeup artists.
Look at Nikki's hairdresser.
We end up becoming their whole glam squad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm just saying it would be nice to directly give a – I don't want to be encompassed with all the other fans, just like when they want to say this is for the women and empower the women. Like, somebody's got to stand up and be the voice for the gays. Like, you know, from one of the people that we like, you know, from the straight community.
Yes.
And it should be some of the women that we support.
Yes, we don't see any very A-list gay people, gay celebrities.
No.
I don't think we don't.
No.
And the only way of us to get the attention that we need is we have to revolve ourselves around with Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Nicki, Katy Perry, all of those female celebrities, because they get the passage for us to show our love and support, even though they sometimes of course Lady Gaga does, but the others, sometimes they really don't really revolve us with their support.
And I don't know if you're black or white or whatever, but I'm just going to say but so even when it comes to some of the Billy Porter's an A-lister, and RuPaul, I would say consider an A-list to a certain degree. But then you look at RuPaul and a Billy Porter, when they're doing empowerment, they're talking LGBT, and we know what that means. That means white gays. They're not empowering us African American hood gays from the Bronx and from the hood in LA. They're not here for us. There's nobody counting us out. As soon as they get famous, it's fucking white. They go white.
Yes, because they think white is superior. That's all they think. But all of my years of being on the internet, I've never heard in my lifetime anybody at that high standard saying, "Shout out to all my gay black guys or all my gay mixed biracial, just any kind that isn't white or just LGBTQ." I've never heard that.
Yes. Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you appreciated this conversation today.
Thank you so much. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I don't know if these last two calls are private. I'm not taking them because that collapsed.